Wonder and Harper Audio Australia present this unabridged recording of Love at First Flight, written by Tess Woods and read by Wendy Boss and David Tredinnick.
Maybe Adam sensed what was coming. He'd shifted irritably in his sleep throughout the night as I lay wide awake, watching the fluorescent green numbers flick over on the alarm clock. Occasionally, he threw a heavy leg across my thigh, and I gently lifted it off. It was too hot a night for any kind of body contact. At 4:30, I got up, fumbled with my bra strap in the dark, then tiptoed down to the kitchen, being careful not to wake the children. The coffee machine kicked into life, grinding the beans, and I sipped a double espresso to shake off the fatigue. The empty coffee cup echoed when it made contact with the sink. Everything echoed in this house. I looked around at the granite benchtop, the stone floor, the high ceilings, the generous open-plan living areas. What did it all amount to? A house that echoed. I wished for a second I was back in our old cozy home, but quickly admonished myself. Other people, some of our friends included, would have given anything to live in a house this extravagant. It was the biggest house in the best street in Perth's exclusive Mosman Park. I really should have felt more grateful. Instead, I just felt homesick. The caffeine kicked in. I tended to my hair and face, making the dark circles under my eyes disappear, and then dabbed at my neck with a few drops of Dior. I zipped up the suitcase, parked it in the hallway, and crept into the bedrooms one by one to kiss my sleeping family goodbye. Neither Nick nor Lily stirred. Adam sat up bleary-eyed and slid an arm around my waist as I sat on the edge of our bed. "Hey, mate." He had that husky voice men have when they first wake up. "Try not to bankrupt me this weekend, would you?" "You know I'm not the type of girl to make promises she can't keep." He chuckled. "I love you." "I love you too, Adam." And then I left.